Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
You know, I want to just talk to you very briefly this morning. I was hoping and praying that we can spend some time together at the end, really just seeking God together. I've titled this message today, obviously you'll recognize the title from the scriptures, Fan the Flame. Fan the flame. Fan the flame. I was thinking about fanning the flame, especially this morning, cold as it was. I remember when I was a little boy, we lived in a different place. We lived in Calypso, but we lived in a different place. If you were going over the bridge there in Calypso headed to Face, and some of y'all will remember this house that's gone now, but that bridge there where they're doing all the construction at, if you were to look over to the right out in those fields there, there used to be a big old two-story house out there. How many of y'all remember that house? A few of you might remember it. Well, we lived in that house for a while, and man, that place was cold. But it had the big old fireplaces there, and I can remember one evening I was going somewhere with my mom. I can't remember where we were going, but I remember she told one of my brothers, whatever you do, don't let that fire go out. And he held to his word, because when we got back that night, he had took a whole lighter stump and throwed that lighter stump into that fireplace with that fire. And man, I just remember mama being so mad, but I was so happy because that fire was going good. He had fanned the flame and kept it going. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, is about fanning the flame. You have your Bibles, and I hope you do. I want you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and if you will, just kind of go ahead and find your place there in 2 Timothy chapter 1 around verse 2, somewhere around verse 2 maybe. The Lord kind of switched up some things on me this morning, so just bear with me. So while you're looking there in 2 Timothy chapter 1 around verse 2, I'm going to probably read all the way to verse 12. I had put something up top there on the screen. I apologize to you guys up there. I think it's just verse 6, but just follow with me here. That's why you need to bring your Bibles with you to church, so you can follow along. So in this book here, this letter is written by the Apostle Paul, and I want you to know that he's in a dungeon. He's in a prison. He's writing this letter from a prison. And he's penning this letter, and it's actually his final letter to his young son in the faith, Timothy. And Paul is encouraging Timothy. He's encouraging him in a lot of different ways. In fact, if you go back to the first letter, 1 Timothy, and then you go into the second letter, you read a lot of encouragement that he's given. But this is his final letter. He's in prison. Most people believe that he's about to be killed. He writes this final letter, and he encourages his young son in the faith, Timothy. He says, Timothy, I want you to keep the faith no matter what. I want you to keep the faith no matter what. I want you to run the race no matter what. I want you to finish the race no matter what. And basically what he was telling Timothy was that anybody can start the race, but it's how you finish that matters. Anybody can start the race, but it's how you finish that matters. And you have to finish the race to win. You have to finish the race to win. And he's encouraging Timothy here to keep the faith, run the race no matter what, finish the race, stay in the race so you can win. And he tells Timothy in this letter that one of the ways that you finish the race, one of the ways that you finish the race, one of the ways that you win the race is to make sure that you fan into the flame the gift God has put in you. If you're going to finish the race, Timothy, if you're going to keep the faith, if you're going to run the race, if you're going to finish and win, you need to fan into flame the gift of God that is in you. Amen. And he begins to tell him this here in this letter. And again, I apologize to you guys upstairs, but if you would all just kind of follow along with me and with your Bible, and I'm reading here. And let me just see, I'll pick up in verse 2, and I'm going to verse 12. Just hang on to some words here. Here's the letter. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers. He's talking about Timothy. I remember you in my prayers. And what does he remember? Recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Here we go. This is the verse. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, your Bible may say fearful, but gives us love and self-discipline. Some Bible translations say sound mind. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Aren't you thankful for his grace? This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death. Many believe he's referring to the resurrection there, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know in whom I have believed. And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Praise the Lord for his word. Paul here is encouraging Timothy to fan the flame. To fan the flame. The picture here of this flame is a picture of a fire that is about to dwindle down. It's about to die out. And I'm sure many of us in this room here, we've all enjoyed being around a campfire at some point in time, or we've been around a fireplace, a real fireplace, not the one with the gas logs, but a real fireplace. And you know as well as I do, as much as you enjoy that campfire or enjoy that real fireplace, it takes somebody to tend to that fire. Because if they don't tend to the fire begins to dwindle down. It begins to die out, and eventually it will go out. And so in order to keep the fire burning, somebody has to fan the flame so the fire will keep burning. And Paul knew that. And Paul also knew the danger that Timothy's fire could go out. So he encourages Timothy to make sure that you're constantly fanning the flame. He was concerned for Timothy. There was a danger there. And some of you this morning might be in danger of your fire going out. You might be in danger of your spiritual fire going out. And you may need to do what Paul told Timothy. You may need to fan the flame inside of you. You need to stir up that gift inside of you. Paul was concerned for Timothy's fire, that it might die out. And I will tell you, as your pastor, I am concerned that your fire might die out. And I don't want your fire to die out. I don't want my fire to die out. I want you, all of us, have a spiritual burning fire for the Lord. And so we have to encourage one another to make sure that we're constantly fanning that flame, fanning the flame inside of us. Now, Paul, obviously, by the letter, you can see here how much he loved Timothy. He had a heart for Timothy. He was thinking about Timothy. And those thoughts about Timothy's life, he celebrated. He celebrated Timothy's tears. He celebrated Timothy's testimony. He celebrated Timothy's training. You think about what he says. He says, I recall the tears. Many scholars believe that he's referring to the tears that Timothy shed when he heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and he made a decision to follow Christ, and by grace, he received the Lord into his life. Many scholars believe that he began to shed tears, thinking about how much God loved him, that he sent his son Jesus to die for him. So Paul's saying, you know, I'm celebrating those tears because you were saved. And then he says, he celebrates his testimony. He says, when I look at your life and recall your life, I see a life of sincere faith. I see a life of genuine faith. Not only did you get saved, but you walked it out. And I celebrate that. And not only do I celebrate your tears and your testimony, but I celebrate your training, that you had a grandmother that poured God into you. You had a mama that poured God into you. You had a spiritual father that poured God into you. And I celebrate all those things in your life. Aren't you thankful for people that poured into your life? Hey, yeah, maybe a grandmother, a mother, a father, a spiritual father. He says, I rejoice in all those things. But even though, listen to me, church, even though he celebrated everything that was happening in Timothy and through Timothy's life and everything that God was doing, Paul was still concerned enough to encourage Timothy that no matter what, Timothy, no matter your tears, your testimony, your training, no matter what, make sure you keep fanning that flame inside of you. Keep your fire for Christ alive. That's a good word for us. Keep the fire for Christ alive in your life. Don't let the fire of God go out, and you need to make sure you fan the flame. Fan the flame. Well, what is the flame? Well, Paul tells us in verse 6, what is the flame? He tells us to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. That word gift there, if you study that word gift, it's where we get the word charisma. Charismatic. It really suggests a picture there, the gift of God. It suggests a picture of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit using you to carry out God's work and God's assignment. It's a picture of the Holy Spirit at work in your life. In other words, Paul was reminding Timothy that, yes, you're saved, but now you have, and you've also received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you need to fan that gift. You need to fan it into flame right now and let the Holy Spirit continue to work in you and to work through you to do God's work. Timothy had received the gift of the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him, and you know what? He was given the Spirit of God, and those gifts were released in his life. The gift of preaching, the gift of teaching, the gift of encouragement. He needed those gifts through the Holy Spirit because he was a pastor of a church in Ephesus, which was not an easy church to pastor, but he was receiving these gifts through the Holy Spirit. It was a manifestation of the Holy Spirit to equip him to edify and to build up the church. And I just want to say to you this morning, friend, that gift that was inside of Timothy, that Paul said, fan that gift into flame. You need to fan that into flame, the gift of God that is in you. Every single one of us as followers of Christ, we have that gift. And we need to fan into flame this gift so we can be used to edify and build up the church. The Holy Spirit wants to work through every single one of us in here, not just somebody on a stage. He wants to work through it. He wants to work through you while you're at school tomorrow, while you're at work tomorrow, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. There's a gift that needs to be stirred up. It needs to be fanned. That flame needs to be fanned so God can use you to build up the church. So God, help us to fan that flame, to keep the fire of God burning. The only way you can be used of God is to make sure, like he told Timothy, make sure you fan the flame. Keep the fire of Christ alive in you. I don't care how old you are, keep that fire going for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God, help us. And Paul, he said to Timothy, fan the flame. Whatever you do, don't allow yourself to grow cold. Don't allow yourself to grow cold. Don't let the fire go out. Do whatever you got to do to make sure that the fire doesn't go out. And that tells me this right here. Evidently, there is the possibility that the fire can go out. There's the possibility as a Christian that we can allow the fire for Christ to go out. So what causes the fire to go out? Well, let me give you three things, but one I'm going to really iterate. I think sin will cause the flame to go out. I think sin in life, in our life, can make the fire go out, because the Bible says that we can quench the Holy Spirit. And I believe when there's sin, sin quenches the Holy Spirit. Sin will cause your fire to go out. And not only sin, but people. People can cause your fire, your flame, to go out. People can say some discouraging words to you, causing your flame to go out. People can treat you a certain way. They can wound you. They can hurt you through their actions or whatever it may be. And because of what some people have done to you, that can cause your flame to die out. That can cause your flame to go out. But here's what I believe is the number one reason why your flame will go out, and that is neglect. And the reason I say that is because if you read 1 Timothy, and you go, you don't go there now, but just write this scripture down. You can go back later. 1 Timothy 4:14. Paul tells Timothy in that letter, he says, do not neglect the gift. Do not neglect the gift. And I believe that that is the primary reason why a lot of us, we allow our fire to go out. We lose our flame. We lose our fire for Christ is because of neglect. Our flame can go out because we neglect spiritual things. We lose our priority on the spiritual things. We neglect coming to church. We neglect coming to the prayer service. We neglect spending time in prayer with God. We neglect getting in the Word of God and diving deep into the Word of God and letting the Word work in us. We begin to neglect those things, and if you begin to neglect those things over time, guess what? Your fire is going to go out. Your fire is going to go out. So that's what happens, is we end up neglecting those spiritual things over time, and our fire, the flame, dies out. And here's what I've noticed. This is just my humble opinion through some experiences that I've had, just meeting with people and talking with people, that I've noticed that it's not sin and people that have caused their flame to go out. What it is they've neglected the spiritual things in their life. They've neglected being in God's house. They've neglected prayer. They've neglected being in the Word. And next thing you know, their fire is out. That's what I've noticed. They've neglected the spiritual things for the Lord, and their fire is out. And Paul tells us, you know how you can tell somebody's fire is out? He tells us right here in this letter. In verse 7, he says, here's how you know the fire's out. The sign that the fire's out is now there's fear in their life. He says there's fear in their life. In verse 7, he says, the Spirit of God has not given us to be timid or fearful. That word fear there is not a word for a healthy fear. That's a bad word. That's a bad four-letter word, fear. In this right here, he's saying to him, this picture really is a soldier who is a coward. It's the soldier who is running away from the fight. It's the soldier who's running away from the war. It's the soldier who is afraid. And he's using it in a negative term here. And that's one of the reasons why we need to fan the flame in our life, because when the flame is blazing, when you're full of the Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit controlling you, you're not going to live in fear. You're going to have a courageous faith, because the Spirit of God is producing faith in you, and you're not going to be shaken by every battle, by every trouble, by every trial. You're not going to be shaken by everything that comes your way in life. When you have the fire of the Holy Spirit burning inside of you, He's going to produce faith in you and not fear. And when He does that, you can face your future with faith. You can face your future with faith. I know some of you right now, there's some changes going on in your life with your family and situations, and you may not understand why it's happening, but let me just say this. When you have the Holy Spirit, that flame burning inside of you, it's producing faith that you can trust Him with your future. You can trust Him with the future of your family. Not only that, you can face the future with faith, but you can face your problems, you can face your battles with faith, you can face circumstances, all these things you can face with faith instead of fear, because the Holy Spirit is producing faith in you. And then Paul tells us this. What are the signs? I know the sign of somebody that's fire is out, but what's the sign that somebody is on fire? What's the sign that the flame is burning? Well, he tells us there in verse 7 that we've not been given fear, but we've been given what? Power and love and sound mind or self-discipline, whatever you're reading. Some say self-control. I don't know what the message says because I don't read it. But you may have a different translation. The Holy Spirit, if you want to know if somebody has the fire burning in them, the Holy Spirit is going to produce power and love, and I love that word, sound mind. When you fan the flame, the Holy Spirit produces power in you. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The Holy Spirit wants to produce power in you. That word power, it's a word that means dunamis, where we get the word dynamite or dynamic. And God wants to produce in you, when you fan that flame and the Holy Spirit is working, he wants to produce in you a dynamic power, a dynamite power, an exploding power, a great power. That's what it means. A power to witness, a power to stand, a power to speak for the Lord, a power to serve the Lord, a power to pray, a power not to give up, a power to resist temptation. There'll be power in our words. There'll be power in our walk. The Holy Spirit produces power in us. And it's not our power, because we're weak. That's what I love when Paul says, I boast in my weaknesses, for his power is made perfect in my weaknesses. He says, I boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. Listen to me, church. We need the power of Christ to rest on us. We need, in these days that we live in right now, with everything you're having to walk through in your life, you need to fan the flame so there'll be power in your life. Not you trying to do it on your own, not you trying to figure it out, but the dynamic power of God in you, working through you. And I'm going to boast all the more when I'm weak, so the power of Christ can rest on me. Just like I was thinking of this. Man, you walk through our house, and we got a charger in every room. I figured it out. It's amazing. The older you get, it's amazing how things change. In every room now, there's a pair of glasses and a charger. Because you got to have the glasses to find the thing to connect the charger. Got a charger in every room, got a charger in every car, got glasses all over the place to go with it. But just like you hook your phone, for your phone to be able to work to how it was designed and to the best of its ability, it has to have a charge. And the only way you're going to fulfill your role and do what you are called to do at the best of your ability with the Lord's help is to make sure every day that you're hooked up, charged up through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you have to take time to connect with him and allow him to recharge your life so you can fulfill your role for God. We need to plug in and recharge every day. That's what it means to fan your flame. Just get somewhere and charge up in the power of God and let that power begin to work in you and through you. Fanning the flame also produces love. That love is rooted in Christ. I mean, think about the world that we live in right now. We live in a world full of hate and anger and rage. Man, if there's ever been a time that we need to love, it's the day that we're living in now. And thank God that when we connect and fan the flame of the gift of God in us, the Holy Spirit, he produces love in us, a love for Christ, a love for all people, a love for those that when you see them, that make your blood pressure go up. A love for those that push buttons in your life, a love for your enemies, a love for all people. God help us. Please hear me. God help us to fan the flame so the love of God will flow through us, because the church ought to be different than the world. So God help us. And then he says that when you fan the flame, the Holy Spirit is going to produce in you a sound mind in you. Sound mind, you can translate that different ways, self-discipline, self-control. But here's another way. Sound mind means safe thinking. Safe thinking. How many of you know there's some thoughts that you can have that can take you down some dangerous and destructive roads? And so the Holy Spirit, when that flame is being fanned, it's going to produce in you a sound mind, and it's going to keep you in your thoughts that you have the mind of Christ, that every thought's being held captive to Christ. And sound mind means you don't allow your thoughts to take over and causing you to react a certain way. Just because you're thinking it don't mean you need to do it and say it. Amen. Hello? Sound mind means we don't fall to pieces when we find ourselves in discouraging times and difficult times. A sound mind, the Holy Spirit producing a sound mind, means you're not shaken by every circumstance that's unfolding in our nation. A lot of people, man, one little thing happens and everybody just goes off the deep end. Sound mind means we make wise decisions that glorify God. Sound mind means we don't lose our temper and we don't lose our cool. Sound mind means we don't have meltdowns. Have you ever seen a child have a meltdown? Raise your hand. You know what's worse than that? An adult that has a meltdown. Don't look at anybody. When we fan the flame, the Holy Spirit produces a sound mind, and that causes us to not have a nervous breakdown, not to flip out on somebody, not to get on social media and blast everybody and blast the world. My question is, how are we going to be a witness? How are we going to be a witness to the world if we're flipping out on people and having meltdowns when every problem comes our way? The Holy Spirit, when we fan the flame, the Holy Spirit produces in us power and love and a sound mind. He produces that in you. Power, love, and a sound mind. And listen, don't miss this, because this is really what shook me up here. Paul is telling Timothy not to lose his fire. He's a pastor. He's a man of God. He's saved. He's got a testimony. He's been trained. But Paul's still concerned. That tells me that anybody can lose their fire. Anybody is in danger of losing the fire. And maybe Timothy had the fire one time. Maybe he had zeal one time. Maybe he had passion one time. Maybe he had that first love. But for whatever reason, it looks like Paul's saying, listen, you better keep fanning the flame. Don't let it go out. You got to keep fanning the flame. Stir it up. And he says to him, you stir it up. I can't expect anybody else to stir up my flame. I need to stir it up. He says, Timothy, you fan the flame. You stir it up. You do whatever you have to do, but don't ever let the fire go out. Keep it burning, blow on it, fan it, fuel it, but whatever you do, don't let it go out. Do whatever you need to do to keep it burning. Because when it's burning, there's going to be power in your life. There's going to be love in your life. There's going to be a sound mind in your life. So how do you fan the flame? This is where we close. How do you fan the flame? Well, he tells us. If you keep reading, I read it to you. He tells us all the way through there, all the way to the end of verse 12. And this is going to help you know how to fan the flame in your own life. So I want you to just write these things down. If you see them, write them down and go back later. But if you want to fan the flame in your life, number one, he tells us that you have to renew your confidence in the gospel. You got to renew your confidence in the gospel. When I read to you those passages, you go back later and you count how many times Paul mentions the word gospel. Suffered for the gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. He just kept mentioning the gospel over and over. And what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Paul is telling Timothy, listen, you need to fan the flame. And the way you fan the flame is you need to renew your confidence in the gospel. You need to remember that once you were lost, maybe you knew the law and you knew all the traditions. But when I came and shared with you that it's by grace and grace alone that you're saved through Jesus Christ, you remember them tears you shed? Don't forget that first love you had. You need to renew your confidence in the gospel, knowing that you are saved. You're no longer on your way to hell. Your sins are forgiven. You're on your way to heaven. You're a child of God. Renew your confidence in the gospel, Timothy, and remember the gospel that changed you and saved you. It's the gospel that has saved you. It's the gospel that has called you to a different life, a holy life. And when you renew your confidence in the gospel, you're fanning the flame. Man, thank God, I am saved. I am saved. I don't know how else to put it, but saved. I was unsaved. I was lost, but now I'm saved. Only, and listen, not by works, but by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Praise God. If you want to fan the flame, you need to renew your confidence in the gospel, friend. Listen, please hear me. You might need to take a little walk back and remember where you were and how God changed you and delivered you and saved you. Remember where you were when you gave your life to Jesus Christ. Man, praise God for the gospel. It's foolishness to those that are perishing, but it's the power unto God for those that are being saved. Thank God for the gospel. You want to put some fire in you? Remember the gospel that has saved you. The good news of Jesus Christ. Don't take it for granted, friend. Man, I was looking out my kitchen window this morning, sipping on a little bit of coffee before I came here, and I have a beautiful cross in my yard, thanks to Jimmy Coley. And Jimmy made me a cross some years ago, or he made it and gave it to me. And I got some lights on it, and I was looking out there at that cross this morning. And I know that, I mean, that's not the cross, but it's a cross. But it reminded me of the gospel, that Jesus would die on a cross and shed his blood so my sins could be forgiven. And when I walk out my house, there's no fear, because it's win-win for me. Jesus is on my side. I'm a follower of Christ. Heaven is in my future. And I just keep reminding myself, renewing my mind in the gospel. And that builds that fire in me. Number two, if you're going to fan the flame, you need to not only renew your confidence in the gospel, but you need to renew your confidence in God. Renew your confidence in God. It says here, Paul said, you've heard this right here before. I read it a while ago, and all of you got happy when I read it out of the scripture. He says, I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. In other words, he was renewing his confidence in God. I know in whom I have believed. And because I have trusted God and put my confidence in God, he has not failed me. He's been there for me and with me many times and never abandoned me. I know in whom I have believed. And fanning the flame is reminding yourself that God has your life and God has your future. Amen. That's part of fanning the flame. I know in whom I believe, and I believe in God. He has my life. He has my family. He has my future. I have fire in my bones. I have a fire in me. Because I know God, I can have confidence that he's not going to forsake me. I have confidence in God, in whom I believe, that I know that he's with me, not to ever fail me. He's fighting for me, and my faith is in him. I know in whom I believe. Friend, if you want to get the fire going, fan the flame in your life, you need to remember and renew your confidence in God. Renew your confidence in the Lord. That he is not going to abandon you. He's not going to forsake you. He loves you. He's with you. He's going to help you. So I ask you this morning, what does your fire look like? What does your fire look like? What does your flame look like? Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come. Can I just say this before we pray? Because the Lord dropped this on my heart yesterday. You know, when my brother put that lighter stump in that fireplace, it felt good that night. Felt good about all night. But you know what? That fire was gone the next night. And it just reminds me, you can't live off yesterday's fire. You can't live off yesterday's fire. You need a fresh fire. I need a fresh fire. I need a fresh flame in me. You need a fresh flame in you. A flame for today. A fire for today. Don't think you can live on yesterday's flame. I need the Lord to stir up that gift, fan the flame for a fresh fire. And I need it more than ever. You need it more than ever. You know, I was thinking about that word flame. And Friday when I was here and I was putting some stuff on the screen for you guys today, I saw those last two letters in flame. What does that spell? You guys are good. We got a highly educated group here today. I need the flame in me. I mean, I pray for you, and I want the fire burning in you, but you know what? I have to pray for the flame in me. And you need to make it a me prayer. You need to make it a me desire that I want fresh fire in me. I can't pray it for my wife, Lisa. I mean, I can pray it, but I can't make it happen for her or my boys. I just have, for me. And I pray that you would join with me today and make it a me. Would you just make it a me prayer? That I can't no more. I can't live off the flame of yesterday or in the past. I need a fresh fire in me today. I need him to produce love and power and sound mind in me. How many of you need the power of God, the love of God, and a sound mind? I mean, don't just kick that one to the curb. A sound mind. Would you stand with me, please? Please do it so reverently. We're not leaving. We're about to pray. Would you bow your head, close your eyes? Just want to speak real quick before we pray. You may be here this morning, friend, and you have never trusted in Christ Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. You have neglected that. You've heard the gospel. You've heard the gospel. You've heard how Jesus, who was perfect and sinless, the Son of God who came and died on a cross and shed his blood in our place, a place that we deserved, the punishment that we deserved, but he took our place, your place, my place, our substitute. And he shed his blood and gave his life so our sins could be forgiven. He was resurrected. He was resurrected from the dead. He is alive. He is living Lord. He is my living Lord. I hope he's your living Lord. He is alive. And he wants you to be saved. He wants you to repent of your sins. It's not his will that any man should perish, but everyone come unto repentance. He wants you to repent. That means turn from that sin, turn from sin and turn to Christ and follow him. Would you do that today right there where you are? Would you make that decision just to trust in the Lord? I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to put my confidence in the gospel today, and I'm going to, by faith, receive Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. You can just pray a simple prayer, but it's really not the prayer. It's just the heart. You can just admit to the Lord that you're a sinner. You can believe that God sent his son Jesus to die in your place, and he raised him from the dead. And you can confess with your mouth that Jesus is my Lord today. Today is the day of salvation, and I repent of my sins and I receive the Lord. He done for me what I couldn't do for myself. He died on the cross. Come on, friend, would you just receive Christ now? Repent of your sins and receive Christ to be your Savior, to be your Lord. Do it right there where you are. It's just faith, in faith, in faith, by faith. It's by grace, God's grace. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. I pray you'll do that right there where you are and let somebody know that you've made a decision to follow Christ today. Let somebody know. Nobody looking around. I just want to speak to you. Maybe you would say today, Pastor, you know, I've heard the word today, and I really feel like you were speaking to me, because I feel like there's been many times here lately where my fire just seems to be dwindling down. It feels like it's dying out, and I've been encouraged today that I need to fan the flame. I need to fan into flame the gift of God, and I want you to pray with me right now. And I've neglected some things in my life, but I'm coming to you right now, and I'm asking, it's a me prayer. Fan the flame in me. Fan the flame in me. Stir up the fire in me, God, that I will be alive and burning for Christ and his love, and that you would produce in me power and his love and a sound mind. If you're here this morning, and you know you need fresh fire in your life, you need a fresh fire in your life, would you do me a favor? And while our team sings right now, I want you just to come and make your way to the altar, please, real quickly. Come. I need fresh. Don't be ashamed. Come on. Come on. I'll join with you right now. Make it a me prayer. I want fresh fire in my life. Would you step out? Would you step out right where you are and just begin? Come. And if you can't come right there where you are in your chair, could you turn that place into an altar where you are and begin to pray that the Lord would begin to fan that flame inside of you right now? Come on, let's sing.